Welcome to this ASI cast. Over the next few weeks, we'll be featuring a number of items which will give a flavour of some reactions to our recent Venice conferences, highlighting the issues that were generating most interest. In this first interview, ASI's research director, Richard Marks, is in discussion over breakfast at the start of the second full day of the TV conference with Brian Jacobs. They consider what was learned in the session he chaired the previous afternoon on the challenges facing advertisers in deciding on how to spend their advertising budgets in this digital age.
Okay, so I'm here with Brian Jacobs, who yesterday hosted the afternoon advertising session. We're in the breakfast room, so I apologise any acoustic ambience in the background. But Brian, what was your general impression of the session as a whole?
I think it went well. It went smoothly. We did, Mike and indeed you and indeed everybody else, spent a lot of time thinking through how the session was going to flow and how the different papers were going to fit together. And I think that definitely showed. It did work well. I thought that it was a slightly different type of session to some that we've done in the past, because we had people in from sort of slightly different disciplines. You know, we had a technology company presenting, which we've not had before. You know, we had a futurologist, which we've not really had before. And of course, we had, the results of a survey that ASI commissioned, you know, about what econometricians and analysts and creative account planners think about life. So I thought that actually it was maybe a bit different and a bit broader in scope than usual.
Definitely. Tell us a bit more about the econometrician survey that ASI sponsored.
Well, the idea was that we felt that it would be worthwhile seeing whether or not this sense that a few of us have had that, whereas in the past perhaps econometricians and analysts have said, oh, we can't get hold of data, or there's not enough data, or there's not enough data points, or whatever. Nowadays, of course, we have a huge sort of tsunami of data coming at us. At least we have a large number of numbers coming at us, if nothing else. And the idea of this was to see whether or not there was a feeling that maybe the econometricians felt that, yeah, lots of data was all well and good, but was it the right kind of data, or was it valuable, was it useful? The stuff chucked out by the digital media forms generally, I mean, is that really of value to people? And I think one of the findings of Louise's work, Louise Cook's work, that I thought was extremely interesting, was this sort of dichotomy, this split that seems to be happening at advertisers. So you've got the senior people saying, look, what we really want to know is this stuff working? Just give us the top line. We're not into the detail. Versus the more junior people who are saying, oh, my God, clicks are down from 2 hours ago. We need to do something. Or, oh, Christ, you know, something else has happened really short term. Let's act very short term. Yeah. And it's almost as if we've developed, or we are developing, an industry of a sort of sub-industry of people whose role is to sort of react incredibly short term to data just because it's there.
It's also interesting, I found, that there seemed to be two areas of potential disagreement amongst the speakers that didn't necessarily get resolved, and we wouldn't expect them to. But one was, I don't know if you agree, that some speakers seem to be very clear that screen size mattered, that an advert would have a bigger impact on a massive HD screen than on a mobile. Another speaker said, and I quote, it doesn't matter. Mm. I mean, is that something you think?
I think it's interesting how this argument is developing, actually, because one of the things that Tracy Follows was pointing out, of course, is that we're just using different things for different things. And therefore, you know, it's not really good enough just to sort of say, oh, well, let's stick an ad on stuff. Because the ad on a John Lewis ad on a big screen in stereo sound with, you know, magnificent pictures and all the rest of it, lasting 60 seconds, is not going to work terribly well on a much smaller screen. It's just not going to do the same job. And I also thought it was very interesting, a point that was made by several people, actually, in my session, but also I think it was made earlier by somebody. Certainly Alex North certainly said this on Facebook, and I think Louise said this much the same, that ads have to work pretty quickly on these small devices. So that means the whole construct of the ad needs to be different. You know, if you're going to watch something for 3 or 4 seconds, and then after 3 or 4 seconds, you're going to get a bit bored and go on to something else, or turn it off, or move on. Then the way you construct the ad, just the creative construction of the ad, is going to be different. Rather than having the big reveal at the end, you know, big brand message at the end, you're going to have your big brand message at the beginning, in some shape or form. I thought that was a very interesting point. I'm not sure that the creative community quite grasps that yet.
The other thing related to that came in terms of the context of the advertising, because on the one hand we had GFK showing data very much moving towards indicating the appreciation of the programme in which the advert was being broadcast had a positive effect on the advert. On the other hand, we had Radium 1 arguing that effectively, and maybe paraphrasing, that with effectively programmatic, you're buying audiences, not programmes. You can find exactly the people you want, which kind of implies it doesn't matter where you find them.
Mm. Well, it was Lex Van Meurs, a guy from GFK. Yeah, I mean, I thought his paper was very interesting because, you know, I'm by background a planner, so in my world, context is terrifically important because, you know, people react differently and absorb things differently depending upon the context in which they see them, in my view. I'm not sure Rupert Staines from Radium 1 quite sort of said that. I think what he was arguing for was that the programmatic piece, certainly, of course, is about finding audiences, but it allows the planners the opportunity to plan. And then, whereas in the past we used to write beautiful plans and then a buyer would go off and buy 16 to 34 adults or something, you know, because that was the currency, now you've got the opportunity to actually let the pipes do the work and find you the audiences and indeed the context that you really want. So I think the point he was making was not so much that, at its extreme, programmatic does indeed do what you said, you know, you just push a button and let it get on with it. And I think I made the point that some of the agency trading desks particularly do believe this, but I think that's wrong. I think that there's an increasing sense now that and indeed even in the digital community that the context matters a lot, and so there's a sort of a sense that, look, let the planners plan and then push a button and let the pipes buy, you know, or execute, if you like, you know, let the pipes do the execution.
Brilliant. Well, we're at the start of day two of the TV conference, so we'll see whether we get some responses from the research agencies as to the challenges that were set yesterday. But thanks, Brian, and I'll speak to you in a bit.
Yeah, not at all.